Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. Quinn, Tristan, Miss Page, saving the best for last. Welcome.
We're just on opposite side of the table for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah, everything's fine.
You know, the rose amongst thorns theory. Because he can't have all the good ideas when he's between you and I.
Fair.
You're not taking my seat, though. You can have Tanner's chair. What are we talking about today, guys?
So we previously did a very disorganized version of this episode. This is all about simulation theory. If you don't know what simulation theory is, I'm just going to tell you what Google tells us. Simulation theory proposes that our perceived reality is a computer simulation potentially created by advanced beings. This idea suggests that everything we experience, including our consciousness and the physical world, could be part of a sophisticated program.
Yes.
It's the title of the episode, Fucking and Killing.
Gotta do.
I guess it was popularized by a philosopher whose name is Nick Bostrom. He wrote a paper, I think it was 2001, 2004, that literally says, "Are you living in a simulation?" And that was the name of the paper that he wrote. And it basically laid out three possibilities. I'm going based on the abstract because even the abstract is like way above my head. So I'm just going to read off three proposed ideas that he had.
You are what, five?
So yes, that's actually really good.
You can't even be mad at that one.
Nash.
I'm sure. Yeah. If it went, yeah.
Why am I the tallest person on the podcast? All the time.
Get ready to listen and repeat it back.
Big game, thank you very much. I was wrapping my mind around the knowledge that was just dropped on me. Not about you being short.
He hasn't read it yet.
He's prepared. I am literally going to butcher this because it's hard to read, like, in your brain.
One of our episodes.
So this paper that he wrote effectively argues that at least one of the following propositions are true. The first one is that the human race will likely go extinct before reaching a post-human stage, which is where simulation theory comes from, is basically everybody being post-human. Two, any post-human civilization is extremely unlikely to run a significant number of simulations of their evolutionary history or variations thereof.
Is it like Groundhog's Day just over and over again?
I disagree, because even on a base level, wouldn't that be us making World War I, World War II video games, and us reliving our own history and making video games where we are living in the Wild West, or we are...
Oh, choose your own adventure.
We do period pieces.
I think to the extent of which they're talking about our universe, I think is the problem,
so
is because the amount
of...
Which again goes into some of the points that I'm going to bring up later on down the road, yeah. But effectively goes into the concept of literally like creating, for example... Are everybody's favorite, you know, what I call the peasant simulator right now. I think it's called Kingdom Come Deliverance. I really hope that's
Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Yeah, but effectively what this game is, I call it a peasant simulator. You start off in a peasant-like state where you have no money and you have to blacksmith to earn money and all that. And it's a very big game. It's very complex. The actions that I do in this village, you know, will cause consequences for not only just that village.
A butter ripple effect kind of thing.
To the point where, depending on who you're talking to and what you're talking to them about, and what's currently going on, and whatever they may have heard about you, and whatever they think about you in the moment, affects the way that they speak. And that's just an average NPC. Like, it's really intense.
Come back to the days of Fallout. Everybody hated that.
But now they have games out. One of my favorite games of all time is Until Dawn.
I don't think I've played Until Dawn. It's a movie, right? Or no, this is... Somebody's fucking up the...
Star Spot.
Somebody's fucking up the game.
I don't know. I haven't played the game in a while. I haven't seen the movie. I don't think the movie's out yet.
Seen previews.
It looks really good. So basically, you're a group of teenage high schoolers, classic, where you're in a cabin, but then people are like, don't go outside at nighttime.
Okay.
What do you do? Go outside at nighttime. Which is Paige's number one rule of horror movies.
Did what you were told, everybody.
So one of the main characters is based off of Rami Malek's appearance.
We played this game, actually.
You're being chased or stalked by something, and they say stay away from the mine. It's a choose your own adventure game where this person's chasing you, you're running through the woods, you're at a crossroad, you go left, or if you go right, you're gonna go over the cliff
and
you stop your character, kill your character off, because like you're drumming around with six different people and like, we're all in the thing, and I'm running and I hear you scream for help, and I hear Paige say no, don't go there, and I go to help you. You could be like a skinwalker and then just fall. It's something like that, where it's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
Where your choices impact the story.
Exactly, but like you said, I don't remember one part, you're a girl and you're checking through the storage closet, and I was like, do I take the flare gun or a yak? we need to start a fire. Does anybody have any flares or anything that can start a fire? And you're like, pick up the axe. And you're like, I'm screwed. It's great. And then you find out the one guy that's chasing that field, the owner of the cat.
Yeah.
Who's like,
that's fair.
Okay. That's
a fair point. Yeah. And there's one last point that actually proves simulation theory, which is, and again, we'll go over this a little bit more, but effectively it is number three, third scenario, whatever, is we are most certainly living in a computer simulation. It follows that the belief that we will one day become post-humans who run ancestor simulations is false unless we are currently living in a simulation. So point three, I know, it's confusing. Point three plays off point two. It's basically saying if point two is can have any validity, then very likely it is point three and that we are already living. If we are effectively, if we are thinking about that there's a chance that we're living in a simulation, we're probably living in a simulation.
Would that be like deja vu? It's kind of like a reset point?
So,
like a respawn point almost?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
This plays into one of the pieces of evidence around this, which is effectively called quantum weirdness, which is basically like quantum physics, which I know fucking nothing about. I will say that right now.
Dude, I work retail.
It plays in.
We're on a podcast.
That's what the theory is based on. It's saying that we're living in a simulation because the fact that we are thinking about a simulation, that it is remotely possible about where we are now, pretty much says that we will get to that point where we will be running simulations, meaning that we are already living not in the base reality. We are living in the reality of our simulation.
We aren't in but the there source. We aren't the source.
There is a base simulation behind us. Grandson is actually existing, and I'm a historical simulation of myself that they can look in on.
Assassin.
That kind of shit. Yeah. So that's basically where simulation theory comes from. Ever since this was brought up, it's actually come up multiple times. People are constantly trying to prove it. There's a lot of evidence surrounding physics and shit like that. One of the ones that's really recent, there was a guy who wrote a paper, something along those lines. His name is Melvin Vopson. And effectively, he makes the argument based on the second rule of thermodynamics.
My favorite one.
But you know what, Tristan, why don't you, for everybody at home, just make sure that you tell them what it is. I just want to make sure that everybody at home also knows what it is.
The second law of thermodynamics
is arguably the most important.
States that systems bind naturally towards disorder. Like the larger they get, the more disorderly they become.
But
you can say that. You put one podcast in a room and you have Dan Carlin, hardcore history. You put the six of us together when we're here playing D and it's fucking chaos, right?
There's five of us.
Five.
One?
At one point we had six.
Who are you counting?
Briefly, at one point we had six. This is all, that is apparently considered entropy. And that gets used a lot.
Yeah, on this one, he still couldn't tell it.
Entropy.
I know.
That's a difficult one.
Yeah, and it is a weird one. I keep wanting to say trophy, but that means it's like falling apart.
Entropy. Yeah, like, atrophy.
Yeah.
That's like right? Effect and
especially
effect.
Science words.
Effect, yeah. Effect, I know.
And so this guy basically has recently come out and basically said, hey, like, I actually think this is the case because there's all these rules within physics and thermodynamics, apparently, and all this. It basically says, like, things should be the way they are. This rule says the larger something gets, the more chaotic it should be. It can stabilize, but it will never become less chaotic.
This podcast must be big.
I guess what I'm trying to branch around here to is he actually looked at COVID-19. And the way the genetic variations in the virus work, it's actually working in the opposite of what it should be. I'm not a scientist. I'm sorry for anybody who actually knows what they're talking about.
I'm sure plenty of them are probably taking notes in their lab coats.
Yes, and making fun of me.
We will get plenty of peer-reviewed reports on exactly what we got wrong.
But effectively, it's working like something like COVID when studied at such a small level. It's not doing what it's supposed to, which then proves that, hey, there's something that's like, there's this underlying set of rules that we, because we are part of the simulation, aren't aware of that affect the way everything works. And there's a bunch of other evidence around that, which, again, I will get into. But so I give somebody else a chance to talk and stop just spouting off science mumbo jumbo at people who don't.
I thought simulation video games, not like real world simulations.
I think it's actually very interesting because I know that part of that, because I did a lot. Part of what I understood was that I understood nothing.
So that's the first bit of evidence is the fact that there are mathematical
unchangeable variables in our universe that shouldn't be that way.
They shouldn't be unchangeable.
There are constants in our universe.
For how chaotic our universe is, there's a set of mathematical rules, much like code, governs everything.
Right. Gravity, the speed of light is another. And I forget what the third one is, but I know that there's also something to do with time, where time technically should have no limit to how small, like how infinitesimally you can measure a unit of time. There should be no limit to it, but there is a limit, which then indicates that there is some type of base code, is something.
But then at the same time, this is where you actually get it. This is where people that like science and
the Harvard science labs are being
MIT.
Both.
Cal State. And so the mathematics, that's the first bit of evidence that we're living in a simulation. There's this set of rules that we have a very hard time understanding that everything exists by. And with for how chaotic nature seemingly is, it shouldn't be the case. Which then jumps into the limits of physical reality.
Your mom, fly off a roof, jump through a car.
So basically it's saying
I could do a couple of those things.
So it's saying that space, yeah, actually, like you said, Tim, is not infinitely divisible.
I'm sorry.
She hit me with the breaking point. Everybody can fly at least once.
Sure. But just so everybody's aware, I did not know this before researching this episode. The smallest scales, which is considered the Planck length, which is P-L-A-N-C-K. Basically, when you get to that small of a level, reality is almost pixelated. So almost like when you have a big screen TV that's 4K.
In the top corner that are burned out.
That, but when you get super close in on it, everything breaks apart. When you get close in on a high definition TV, the definition goes
away. Okay, my parents told me to get that close with you.
That's fair.
That's a myth.
I know.
But regardless, it's basically saying because there is a baseline for small, like nothing gets smaller than a pixel, it's basically saying that reality shouldn't operate like that either. But for us, our existence, then there's the fine tuning of all of this stuff to actually make us exist. Now, this is where you have creationist theory comes into play. God creates everything, or you could say that God created the simulation. But it basically says that everything is so chaotic that there is no reason that we should exist outside of some kind of form of intelligent design, whether it's a simulation, God, aliens, whatever it is. Something ain't right because you look at the rest of the universe and it doesn't make any sense.
We watched the movie Arrival and...
Not the Arrival that everybody thinks of. It's an Arrival. I think it's Arrival featuring... Really enough,
yes.
Like, it is peak cocaine time, like in the 80s.
Peak
cocaine. Yeah.
Fact check myself to be
Major
sure.
League.
Yeah.
That time.
It was pretty wild. It was like one of those ones I found on Tubi at 6 o'clock in the morning now that I'm unemployed.
It is called The Arrival.
Oh, The Arrival.
It is actually called Arrival. We watched this movie and it's really fascinating because it was insinuating that our Earth was basically being cultivated as if it was some type of simulation, but maybe like a living simulation, where our DNA, our evolutionary process had been tweaked and helped in those specific spots that scientists currently can't figure out the jumps for. It turns out it's these aliens. The aliens are also in this movie. Spoiler alert, it came out in the 80s or the 90s. So if I'm spoiling it for you, I'm sorry. Get over it.
What was alien generated?
Surely they have a machine that generates methane clouds to ruin the atmosphere so it can be hotter. The aliens can come live because they decided it's not fun watching us destroy ourselves anymore. We're done. It's their turn to come around. They're here. They're upstairs.
Yeah, yeah,
they're here.
Well, so, that's the case. Grab the bottles of water. If you're going to turn this into signs real quick. 12 gauges ain't going to do shit.
So.
I trust you bring the breacher, Tristan.
A lot of interest around how we came to be how we are and those little missing spots in our lineage that can be filled by a code upgrade, a patch,
a lifetime subscription.
I was gonna say the DLC.
Okay, did I really misunderstand what episode we were gonna be talking about today? I thought we were gonna talk about simulation.
So I've gone down
so
the simulation
I took simulation theory, so he took simulation for reals.
That never aired was like
he
we
did
were sitting here
to...
talking about simulation video games. And
I
kind of
was going to say, he did talk about this too, but I have a lot on The Sims, the actual simulation video game.
I love talking about, you know.
I want you to tell that story of where you were working and what game you were playing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go make myself another drink.
Okay.
Quinn.
All right. So I did prepare. So I'm going to launch out three more. I'm going to briefly go through it for all my science-loving folks out there. I'm going to briefly go over my, just finish off these bits of evidence. Is that cool?
Buddy. If I had the remote over here, I could zoom into you perfectly.
Oh, man. All right. Has anybody ever heard of fucking quantum weirdness? Yeah.
I've heard of quantum
apparently weird. That is something that people, it's called the observer effect. If a tree falls in the woods.
Because it's my fear when I'm up there hunting by myself.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's nobody around
yes,
to hear
it. Yes, it makes a sound.
Does it, though?
Yes. the mass of the tree and determining on the height and width of the tree when it falls, it will make a sound because of the weight of the tree.
Yes.
That weight hitting something. So if I slap you right now,
yes,
will she hear it?
Yes, because okay. She's within hearing range of it. However, it's also being observed, and that's where this comes into play.
Good. God sees everything. So if I slap you, I'm going to go to hell.
That's a fair point.
More than I heard you.
But effectively, what this says is that, oddly enough, though, in quantum mechanics, quantum physics, again, shit that I don't even know the first thing about.
Out of my pay grade.
Yeah, exactly. Particles act differently when they're observed. If you're looking at a particle under some kind of crazy electron microscope, it will actually act different when it's observed.
Sort of the symbiote from Venom
might
act differently, and then they capture it and put it to music and dance it, and it just spazzed out.
No, but that's one of the things that they...
Prime example, my child acts completely normal when we're here, but when she's out in public, she's a sweet person.
She's gone wild. All right, at the beginning of this, you brought up deja vu, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so actually, that is another one of these, basically, what the glitch in the Matrix, right? Deja vu.
I saw a cat. People, I saw a cat again. You can leave it open. It's fine.
Whether it's like mandala effects, Berenstein Bears, or Barnstein Bears.
Does it have a C or a K at the end of it?
Again?
I thought.
Wow.
A Mandela effect episode was another episode that we recorded that the power went out in the middle of it. Which is...
Everything ties together.
That's a future episode. Yeah.
Obviously, this is conspiratorial.
Exactly.
Armory 33 to get the truth out.
Because we're touching on things that are coming real close. Prime example, did you see who died the other day by suicide? Epstein's accuser?
Oh, put out the tweet that said, I'm absolutely not suicidal, and if something happens to me, it absolutely isn't suicide, and please make sure that everybody knows that.
I did not see that.
And then she died.
She just killed herself. Isn't that so weird?
Yeah. That's wild.
That takes it back to... what's that Mark Wahlberg movie?
Shooter.
The CIA gun.
Yeah, that's fair. And then finally, we have technological progress. And this is the last one, but this also is our bridge to the next part of the topic, guys, which basically is talking about we as humans... we keep advancing, we're going to just make more and more realistic simulations. And that's what we're moving to right now is what are the simulations that we are currently running?
I put a shot of Blue Raspberry Ball.
Video game.
You know what to
do. Just get a shot.
So
that's what was clanking in the other room.
Also, was the when I picked
the... Yeah, the bot.
You go in another room and make noise.
What was your question?
I said that was the bridge to the next topic.
We started to talk about video games. Soul, The Sims came out on February 4th, 2000. All the blood, the sweat,
the fire,
the love, and a lot of DLC. We've made it all the way to The Sims 4 with no Sims 5 in sight.
Wow.
So in the meantime, while we're waiting for another DLC to come out, that's just a chopped up version of a Sims 2 DLC that came complete. And then in The Sims 4, we're just getting the chopped up versions in separated packages. We're waiting for that next piece to come out. Figured I'd give you some history about the game. The game was originally created to be more of a building.
Obviously the ultimate first, not the first simulator, but SimCity was effectively like the first.
Didn't go into those Sims. I just literally...
No, I'm just saying, I think they were the first ones that really did like the whole simulation. All right, I'm breaking.
We let you talk the entire time.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I had my mouth open because I thought we were talking about video games today.
All right, I'm going
to
shut up.
So the game was originally created to be a building simulator from the factsite.com. After the firestorm in Oakland in 1991, Will Wright lost his home. This inspired him to create a virtual dollhouse game where the characters could rebuild their lives from scratch. And the name of the game was supposed to be Dollhouse.
That sounds creepy.
However,
that sounds creepy.
The marketing team went ahead and just vetoed that one because they said it would not appeal to young males at all, a game called Dollhouse.
Where I think it was Maddox was the developer.
Maxis.
Maxis, thank you. Was this Maxis at that point? Or
this, yes.
Interesting.
I'm assuming the first production company. I didn't actually dive that deeply into it. The first ever object that was implemented was a toilet. In the 1993 game prototype, the toilet became the first item in the game that the Sims could interact with. This is because a toilet offers female and male characters opportunities for interactions, such as flushing and lid position. France actually had a Sims stamp in 2005 as part of their Heroes of Video Games limited edition run stamps. So then the last official fact is that guinea pigs made the Sims community come together in the weirdest way. This is from thegamer.com. The mysterious virus was one of the most interesting things to have been added to the Sims series. This mysterious virus was introduced into the game by its creator, Will Wright. which saw many of the player's Sims fall mysteriously ill for no reason at all. This mysterious illness quickly became a talking point among many of the players. As the virus spread, it sparked many debates within the community boards and forums, where many argued what the true cause of the illness may be. In true internet fashion, people were quick to band together and narrow down what the cause was. After countless COVID. Days of searching, people were able to narrow that down and relate the illness to the guinea pigs that the players were able to purchase. So just like in real life, where small rodents can make you sick.
We got swine flu.
They effectively...
It's swine flu.
Effectively.
Swine flu.
Yeah.
And then here's just some fun facts about The Sims 4. You can now, with the proper expansion packs, of course, get to know and marry both the Grim Reaper and Father Winter, who is Santa.
Local sense.
Yes, you can woohoo with them. If you have the right expansion packs and you have chickens, an evil-tempered chicken will actually fight death. It will attack the Grim Reaper when the Grim Reaper comes to reap its soul. I think that in some cases, the evil chicken actually wins. Unlike real life, if you leave piles of trash in your yard for long enough, eventually it will turn into a trash plant that bears somehow edible fruit.
Think about that's crap.
Just go put some trash in your yard and we'll see. And then you have to eat it.
I mowed over a Doritos bag the other day and there's some trash in my yard.
Cool Ranch.
It was nacho cheese.
Cool Ranch.
Well, no, it was it spicy Thai chili?
Probably.
It was a purple bag. I think it was spicy Thai
chili. You're like, it's happening.
I hate living in the city.
One of my favorite fun fact is that your Sim can have a nightmare. And when your Sim has a nightmare, there's a little dialogue box that pops up to give you an insight into what your Sim is thinking. Your Sim describes the nightmare and says that they were swimming around in a pool and suddenly all the ladders disappeared. They kept swimming until they died. After they wake up, they mention, "Why didn't I just push myself up and out of the pool?" Which is a throwback to the fact that up until The Sims 4, they couldn't do that. And if you deleted the ladder, they drowned and died.
How many times did you kill a Sim?
Ever played?
There isn't. No, I wasn't that bad about it. Not at all.
See, The Sims is one of those games I would rather play Roller Coaster Tycoon and building.
Yeah, see, Paige is really good. She actually enjoys that part. Don't like anything past maybe building the house. I would play the regular stuff for a little bit, and then I would get bored, and I'd be like, let's go away the doors and start a fire.
Now, your Sims can have jobs that they can actually go with them to their job and do different things there. And so that is fun. It does get repetitive after a while, but it really shows you
that daylight.
It shows you that it is actually impossible to have hobbies you enjoy, take care of a family, pay all your bills, go to work, and still maintain a healthy, happy lifestyle without cheat. It is impossible.
Is alcohol a cheat code? Because
they can drink in The Sims, so.
I pulled the list of the video game characters they made stamps of in France. Okay, so you have Mario.
Yep.
Pac-Man.
Yep. Rayman.
Prince of Persia. Lara Croft with Triangle.
Classic.
Spyro.
Spyro, I agree. Prince of Persia, I'm having an issue with.
I never watched
Rayman, I'm having an issue with.
Donkey Kong.
That was more of a classic game, I think.
It was a PlayStation 1.
Donkey Kong should have been way higher up on the list.
It wasn't
enough. It's how it is on the stamp book.
And then The Sims. And then this other one, it was a children's game?
Oh, it's Animal Crossing.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's Animal Crossing.
2005.
Animal Crossing has been out for a long time. There was before New Horizons.
Okay.
So the last thing that I have for my segment is actually a, I guess, unnamed segment at this point, which is going to be called, at least for right now, until our millions of listeners send me all of their brilliant ideas.
Barring approval.
Paige's Puns, where I tell a joke, and I try to make you guys laugh, and see if I can do it.
Meh.
This is a Sims joke. Here's a Sims joke. Ipsy wanna do, flark, ooba wahale.
You just a drunk, that sound a little fake. What?
Yeah.
I don't.
It doesn't mean anything. That's about as much as.
And the joke that I told you, just guess you wouldn't get it.
Horrible fluff.
You want to do Flarka?
Actually, I think you told me not too long ago, one day she was playing it, I asked her, what is it made up of? And it's actually made up of different
made
phrases.
Up of several. So there are parts in there of, it's like Ukrainian, Tagalog, English, French, bunch of other languages. And then also the people if you ever listen to the music in the game, the reason why it's so good is because they actually had artists like Paramore, My Chemical Romance, and Katy Perry involved in recording those songs.
Nonsense lyrics.
Correct. Wait, they're still in Simlish, just, which is called Simlish. That's okay. The language.
You had me up to the Katy Perry.
That's why I said it loud.
Hey, guys. She went to space.
She was impressed by that name, and so that's why I said it last.
All right, let's talk about my favorite simulator.
She is...
The one all about killing hookers and doing mass shootings.
And the old game where the longer you drive and you follow the traffic laws, the more erratic the behavior comes of your fellow motorists. It is very fun to see how long you can drive without getting into an accident.
I'm at a red light and just
literally fender bang. They will T-bone the fuck out of you. Like, they will gun it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Going this, obeying traffic laws in GTA is very challenging.
There's traffic laws in GTA?
I will say, I did manage to get the car stuck in one of those little stairwells. They go, like, in the city, there's four steps that go down into maybe another apartment or just, like, a slightly
four
lower
steps,
level.
Toe, turns, another four steps.
Two railings on either side, and the car was perfectly stuck. There wasn't a fucking scratch on it.
Parallel park.
And it was brand new, and we couldn't get it back because it wasn't damaged.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't get it to the garage.
Blow it up.
Yeah, we had to blow it up, basically, because we had just gotten
it. You just threw a Syntax in it, and you're like...
And that was me trying to obey the traffic laws.
So, right now, I'm playing Police Officer Simulator, which is horrible, because I spent money and got all the DLC for it. So I could do a highway patrol. Because I'm just, like, taking, like, an F-250 down the highway with, like, lights and sirens on, hitting the A-brake, and just, like, cars are hitting me, like, oh, you have to do an accident report. No, I'm going to flee the scene. What's going to happen? I'm the cop. You can't fire me. Although, I found out... If you pull your gun on somebody, they have in the game, it's what they call PC points or something. So it's like politically correct or police officer points or something.
Police compassion point.
But you have to say, I pull Tristan over. Sir, can I see your license and registration? And if I don't cite you for having no insurance.
Yeah.
Oh, you lose 5 points because this guy didn't have insurance and take it. Shit. And the one I was doing was a high speed chase. And they're like, this car is not stopping. So I was like,
maneuver.
Great. Exactly. I'm like, pit maneuver. They're like, you can't do a pit maneuver inside the city.
The fuck are you supposed to do a pit maneuver?
Pit maneuver?
Across a face.
No! The car's on the highway, and I'm like...
Cut back. Pulls over, gets out of the car.
City's kind of based like L.A., so I'm just... they had enough police brutality cases. The car was coming down the highway. I was going to pass it. I was like, I got to figure out where I can turn around. I was like, the emergency U-turn thing's right there. I wish I would have saved the car. I was driving the truck, and I just e-brake and the brake at the same time. So I basically drifted an F-250.
Okay.
Caught up the speed. I was like, I'm going to pip. As soon as I did, it hit, and it spun around. She was just sitting there, horrible video game grab. Her hands are on the... I put my gun to her. They're like, your shift ended. You shot somebody. In my mindset, I got out of the car and I pulled the trigger reel. I stopped the car and I went, I did a thing.
Just executed somebody in their
car.
But
then I was like, oh, I flash forward the next day. I was like, yeah, nothing ever happened. It was just, I like
simulistic.
That kind of goes in the definition of, like, what a simulation is.
How many things can I do before they reset the date?
To answer the previous question, are all video games simulation? Actually, no. Because a simulation is a model or representation of a real-world system or process often used for education. So what that effectively ends up coming down to is something like Police Simulator, Grand Theft Auto, The Sims.
Kingdom Come is technically a simulation, but Baldur's Gate 3 is not.
Yes.
Does that mean Halo's a simulation?
Shooters depends on how our future goes.
Shooters can be simulations.
Because he's a United States Marine.
The future goes.
I see when you guys are saying like a real world representation.
Yeah.
Shoot.
You're right.
The other game I'm playing is NCAA Football 25. I'm playing as an offensive coach, basically.
Racing game is a racing sim.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying, I was joking with Halo. Oh, we just don't know yet because that would be in the future. So we don't know if that's a simulator yet.
It is a simulator
based on
a shooting combat simulator.
Baldur's Gate 3 wouldn't be a simulator because it's magic.
You don't Baldur's Gate isn't necessarily a simulator because I think it... So my argument against something like Baldur's Gate 3 being a simulation would be like the fact that it's like turn-based. Like the concepts of the reality which you're living in, it is too far away from basically... Whereas like Grand Theft Auto, it's...
With Animal Crossing, would that be Animal Crossing a simulator?
Because I've never played it.
I think you should. It's very fun.
Paige, you were the one who can explain that.
What is Animal?
You effectively become the mayor of a new town or island depending on which game you're playing. You have your residents that move in. They build their homes on your island, and you decorate the island. You clean for them. You do quests for them. You do things to make
Wait,
money.
Wait, so as the mayor, you be the sanitation worker too?
So
not a simulation.
I've seen fun theories where they perpetuate that the Animal Crossing universe is the one where humans have been almost put to extinction. They are put in these habitats where they are kept happy and healthy with lots of things to take care of, lots of quests to do. As you buy your house, you pay your mortgage back to this raccoon that lives on the island with you or in the town. But you also dig up money, find it in the yard, and you pick fruit, and then you go and you sell that. And so it's almost as if somebody were to take the very basics of what humans like to do, which is do things to make money so that I can pay for the place that I live. And then they created a whole game around it so that all of these animals in this theoretical universe would be living there to nurture and enrich this rare human.
Gotcha. Thank you. I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to correct myself previously because I was wrong. Most video games are not actually considered simulations. And there's only a handful of types of games that would actually be considered simulations. So no, not all video games are simulations, although there is a growing trend of simulification in games. While some games like flight simulators or sports games are primarily designed to simulate real-world activities, others are abstract.
Warfare isn't?
No.
Basically, it's fucking war!
I know. I don't necessarily understand why, but effectively something, because I think it's too far out. Now,
because maybe there is a creative narrative behind it.
I think
now
that's
I'm
it
wondering
is.
If somebody were to somehow so have
the
a
game
full
that
record.
Quinn, effectively, what it says here is it's like simulation games, according to what I'm reading right here, which is basically like kind of Google when you add it's the Google AI, which is kicking back, which amalgamates everything and all that kind
of
shit.
It does its best.
Basically, it's saying that simulation games are really like designed to mimic real world scenarios in specific cases. So, like, flight simulator. So like Microsoft Flight Simulator 7 or whatever the fuck it is, the one that came out, like literally like you can fly into, do they know where this is located? Like the podcast,
you,
the show,
you,
all that.
You can fly into the trade centers?
Is that and, what he was like? No, like in Microsoft Flight Simulator, it is a flight simulator. So you can actually fly into Williamsport.
Or,
like you can fly into the local town's airport. It exists in that game.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So that's where that comes from. Whereas Call of Duty, like Paige said, it doesn't really work the same because you are in a path of shooting and stuff like that.
So one of the simulators I played that my wife has watched me is actually Farming Simulator.
Farming Simulator is probably very much a simulation.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, is this what it's like? She said, no, it's fucking nothing like this.
It's like me in Red Dead Redemption. Oh, you
stop it right there. You shut your
poop
mouth.
Poop shoveling simulator?
Yeah. Yeah, you're throwing a head. Is Red Dead a simulation?
Same. Why? Call of Duty isn't based on a narrative.
Towns aren't real. That makes sense. The towns have the correct, like, not really the correct. They're not as historically accurate as they would have.
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey, man, that's awesome. So.
You guys want to stay for dinner? We're having.
Probably not tonight, okay. But
I appreciate it.
Right, so.
I'm going to die on this hill that most video games they play are.
No, I will say that I played in one. I think I may have played a future simulation in a very weird, shitty way in the military, which is what Quinn wanted me to talk about earlier. And that was a game called Arma 2. It was a mod called Life in Takistan. It was supposed to be like a simulation where there's no narrative, no real fixed path. It's the simulated world. But then also sports games could be it too. Sports games are locked into a very specific set of parameters.
Conditions.
A sports game, like a football game, could be considered a sports simulator because you could train.
In 2005, ESPN came out with their brand called NBA 2K NFL. Remember, Terrell Owens was on the was first person. So you had the helmet on, and that's all you saw. Just
tunnel vision.
When you were done with the game, you go back to your house.
Yeah.
And you could be like, oh, my jersey's hanging. Ooh, I bought a pool table. Ooh, my player of the week trophy.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wish more games would incorporate that. So I know with the new ESPN college football that's coming
so
out
the Sims
later this year.
Yes. Because I think in the modern definition of simulator, no, it don't.
I wish more games would go back.
Definition.
Hey, I think it would be more of a simulation of if I got out of a football game and like, yeah. Do you want to go out with your team to dinner? Or only like your wife and kids? Oh, you got traded to this team? Do you want to buy a house or rent a lot? Do you know what I mean? Like a more in-depth
real
world thing?
Moving towards.
that's what sports games need to be.
Yeah.
Because I'll admit, I love playing sports. I'll buy Madden every couple of years. The same. But I'm like, you know what? It's fun.
Yeah, new players, new jerseys. Yeah.
Or like Assassin's Creed, essentially, where they change the fighting dynamic. Black Flag. I Will Die on the Hill. That is my favorite Assassin's
Creed. I never played it.
Because you get to be a pirate.
I know.
Wouldn't now, because they're re-releasing it this year or next year.
Get it when they re-release it then?
They changed the...
Should we have the Pirates vs. Ninjas conversation, or are we good on that? Okay, I thought we were all
you know,
I figured we didn't need to have the conversation, but I just wanted...
Wait, I don't know. Hang on.
You never had to convince somebody that a pirate was better than in high school?
No, because I didn't go to school with idiots that fucking knew pirates were great. Pirates are fantastic. The Ninjas slap. He looked Filipino. At least mine.
I went to school with McLovin. You've seen the picture. He's doing great.
It was between that or Muhammad. Why the fuck was it between those two?
I was like,
yeah, ooh. You get to be a pirate, but now they're like, oh, we revamped the fighting mechanic. That's the reason I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game since, like, Assassin's Creed Black. Played Origin or Odyssey, where you're in the
room. Odyssey is I think, Greek.
Okay, so what one has a pyramid? Is that Odyssey?
It must be Odyssey. Yeah. We have the
Viking.
I haven't played that.
Oh, that was very good.
But like,
As a non-Assassin's Creed player,
that's the thing. It's like
very
good. I played Assassin's Creed 3 for a little bit because I think that's the one where you're in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, isn't that the one with the black flags? Like, the ship mechanics is based on that one, isn't it? Yeah.
Now, it's like, great, I'm going to love this. But then every game after that, they're like, oh, we revamped the mechanics. I'm like, fuck you, don't change what's not broken. Because I've been programmed for 4 years. X is to strike somebody. No, X is to turn around.
Oh,
no,
my God. No. So we talked about Kingdom Come 2 at the beginning of this.
We did?
Well, that game, like, it was like Deliverance Kingdom Come 2 or whatever.
Deliverance
Kingdom.
It is Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Kingdom Come, isn't that the Disney game where you're a character?
Page is right. No.
That's Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, sorry.
Which took them like a million years to come out with the most recent
name for a video game. But yes, it is
Kingdom
Come.
Who cares?
Deliverance 2. You were right. It's just weird. I don't understand
why
it's
like... if you make fun of her choices, you were one of them.
If you're not always with me, you're 100% against me.
But going from, like just talking about the difference in combat mechanics, I started playing that game right after I was playing a game called Chivalry 2.
It's a pretty
fun one to
do.
Yeah.
Except like, there is no Chivalry 2. Just each
other
that's
up. Chivalry or something. I'll open the door for my wife.
Chivalry was basically Call of Duty. Except
Oh, you're going to change in front of me? I'm going to turn around.
Yeah, going from playing, like, literally that game where you're pulling the trigger to hit people and
the
then...
The D&D coaster I'm making you definitely has turkey feathers on. And a javelin. Duck it.
Yes.
I'm making everybody coasters for D&D. If we... The time we play again, they should all be done. Which, they're fucking huge and I have to figure out how to actually make them coasters. And that's a fun thing I'm going to do. But yeah, that was one thing that was very... Anyway, I'm sorry.
I was just playing off his point of the mechanics. When I went from playing Chivalry to Kingdom Come, it was miserable because the game mechanics...
The fighting was so difficult.
Because like, it's still first person, it's all that, but the whole thing is
you're programmed
totally
that these buttons do a certain thing.
I went from...
And those are two different games.
That's even saying they're all PS5 games. I went from playing the Switch to...
We're not friends?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know mine either.
Yeah, we do.
Kogan Bear, that's right.
Yeah.
Kogan Bear.
Oh.
Yeah, it's our dog. When we bought the PS4, I didn't know how to do it.
He's fine.
When we bought the PS5, we had always had an Xbox up to that point. At that point, I had the gamer tag that I had from forever ago, which was dog shit. I don't even know what it was.
Like
dog shit 22. Just kidding, but regardless. It was a terrible one. We got that shortly after we got Kogan, so it was like, oh, let's just name it after our dog.
No, why not?
I think
so now all of our millions of listeners know our...
I think my gamer tag is Armory 30. Yeah, it's my gamer tag. I'll pull it up on the app.
But yeah, so those are simulation games. Back to what I was saying. Boy, the government's going, I might go to Venezuela for this one, or Honduras, or wherever they're sent. Regardless, Life in Takistan, Arma 2 mod. It was a game that I became very acquainted with when I was working overnight shifts in the military. Effectively, this game was a...
You're good. There I believed it.
A few minutes after the fact. A few seconds, I should say.
You were working as, and that's when I was like,
oh, gotcha. So this game, basically, you have four factions in it, technically five, but realistically four. You have Blue 4, which is your U.S. coalition troops. You have your Op 4, which would be the equivalent of something like the Iraqi or the Iranian military. And you have the Insurgents, which Insurgents kind of terrorist
That would be like
Caliban and shit like that. And then you have civilians.
Military. Kevin from down the street.
So the U.S. So the guy serving the military, what faction do you think he chose?
No.
Yes, if I know it.
You know it, though.
At first, you tried to be the good guys, and you kept getting your ass kicked, and you kept getting shit stolen from you, and then you decided you were done.
I started as an insurgent first. Yes.
You went straight for the bad guy.
Yeah, I just went straight for the bad guy. Then I became an even worse bad guy.
Because he kept getting shit on.
Yes, so basically just getting taken out by tanks and Apaches. Like and
helicopter.
After getting my ass kicked constantly via that, I was like, yeah, this game's not very much fun. And then I was like, I'm going to play as a civilian just for a little bit before I do that. So I played as a civilian. They had a bank where it was basically a quick way to get a bunch of money. So I effectively robbed a bank.
That's what you
opened up an arms factory.
As you do.
Yes. And so I was a civilian, and then
you
I became
demand, you fill the
very wealthy, very quickly selling and making weapons, as well as vehicles. And then I started giving those vehicles.
What kind of vehicles were you making?
Technicals.
Like a 90s.
RP. And then
a 90s Toyota with a Medusa on the back of it? Nice.
The Russian version, I can't remember. It's that wild-looking acronym on there. But basically, big old 50, 12-point, whatever.
I wonder how that goes. I also think that we should incorporate a wheel of accents, so when there's any kind of minor infraction during the show, you spin it.
That'd be pretty fun.
Just for a short period.
It's going to be fun.
That's fucking hard. And then the worse your accent, the longer you have to do it.
Yeah, everybody judges. No, you're not done yet.
But if you know the language that the accent is and you say words in that language, you're done.
After building up all this money and acquiring this arsenal of goods, I then gave it to the group that was consistently getting their ass kicked, which were the insurgents, and basically made the game.
Underdogs.
War dogs.
Yeah, basically.
The war dogs. Here's a gift. I'm going to take care
car
of you.
Car bombs. Car bombs, rocket launchers, advanced weaponry, aircraft.
Maybe because really here.
Would it be a weaponry if you're in the Taliban? Least would you Iron Man?
Because I had a lot of money
build
a lot. Basically,
he was
yes,
basic
I was basically
man, but for
shitty.
The bad guy
I was basically shitty Tony. Wait, who's the bald guy in Iron Man? Like the big bad bald guy.
Like, Mark Hammer. We're not gonna correct you.
Yeah, I have no idea. Who played it? Wasn't it
Lex Luthor?
Who's the guy who fucking played it?
Hang on, give me one second. Yeah. Keep talking.
I'm stumping our Marvel guy here.
Google and stuff is great on a show. It shows how prepared we came.
I basically became Iron bald Man guy Man. From Iron Man 2.
No.
Are you talking about Don G?
No, I'm talking about
Terrence Howard. It was still Terrence Howard.
Yeah, at that point, it was before Terrence Howard asked for a lot of money and Disney said no.
I think the same amount of money that Tony Stark was getting because he was going to be a big part of that movie and then it was bullshit. I'm like,
Killian was Iron Man 3, the bad guy.
Well, regardless, I became an arms dealer.
Content.
And effectively just ruined the server through just changing the way that the game was being played. So
Elon Musk was in Iron Man 2.
Entrepreneurial
spirit. I believe that.
As Elon Musk.
I'd believe that. He'd probably be in a cameo style role.
He's going to tell us that he would pay $1 million if somebody could prove that he's an Iron Man. And then somebody's going to say, I have the DVD right here. And then he's going to delete his account again.
Oh, no. Who was Whiplash?
Hey, did everybody hear when Elon Musk was like, if somebody can prove that my family was involved in Emerald Mines, I will pay you $1 billion. And his own father said, can I get in on that? Elon knows a lot about that.
Iron Man.
His sisters have emerald pendants, and he knows this.
Abadah Singh.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, never mind. Nick Nolte. Yeah. Brian Banner.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Not to be confused with
Bruce Banner. Of.
I was thinking David Banner. The
wild
that doesn't
guys
look like Nick Nolte. Yeah. He looks like the one who's not Kurt Russell.
He looks less drugged.
Who's Kurt Russell? What's his name?
So you guys have that same problem, too.
We would love to present.
The Thanos is the
Josh
one that you're
Brolin. Josh Brolin. We would love to present a presentation on how there are only so many faces in the world, and we can group people together based on their faces. I am so good at it.
Here's the
Josh Brolin and Kurt Russell are the same person.
No, they're not.
The same face? Yeah, they are.
Prove it to me right now. Pull a picture of each. You pull up Kurt Russell. You pull up Josh Brolin. Because Nicole and I started watching a show the other day called Ransom County.
You gotta give us a year range.
Just try to pick the one.
Nicole and I started watching this show on Netflix called Ransom County.
Okay.
You're telling me he doesn't look like Kurt Russell?
No, he doesn't.
You are
rude. Rude?
Okay, you can go back over.
You're pulling up Kurt Russell.
Give me a salt and pepper facial hair.
You know who he looks like the guy? Right.
And they both look like my husband.
The eyes and the forehead.
Yeah, because they are as handsome as you are.
Okay.
They look, are the starter face.
So we were watching a show on Netflix called Ransom County. Apparently it takes place in Texas. So Minka Kelly's on the show. Do you know who Minka Kelly is? You ever played Detroit Becoming Human?
I did not play that one, actually.
You gotta play that game. She plays one of the robots who's a sex worker, but she was also originally from Friday Night Lights.
So many actors that come from Friday Night Lights. I know. It's another show I've never watched. Right?
The guy that was on the show, I'm like, oh, that looks like the guy that was in Transformers.
Okay.
Who was the military guy in Transformers? It was, what's his name? I just had it. Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
Who's the other actor that looks like Josh Duhamel?
Josh Hart.
Son of a bitch, like, how did you know that? I don't even know who these people are.
Just Josh Duhamel.
My brain works as a series of different filing cabinets, and I effectively categorize stuff next to each other. As soon as you said Josh Duhamel, I saw 90s hair, plain white boy, squinty eyes.
Tell me you haven't seen numerous people that looked like him in movies.
I've seen him, but I will raise you.
No, he looks like Timothy Oliphant.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm sorry.
Josh Hartman. No, Timothy Oliphant, potentially. I don't know. We didn't watch that, but he was in The Office briefly as Danny Cordray. Deadwood. He was Deadwood.
Okay.
Except his name is Timothy Oliphant, and the other guy's name is like Ian something very normal. When you look at the two of them, you think that the name should be switched.
It was one of those things where...
Not like what he looks like.
Oh, that's so-and-so. She's like, who? And I'm like, or is it Josh Duhamel, who's the same person? She goes... How is he the same person?
Yeah, their face types, their face archetypes. I would love to go into them.
It's like a doppelganger.
We talk about it all the time. It happens constantly. Speaking of Hollywood, it is so prevalent that it shows that as humans, they have figured out the algorithm for whatever faces we enjoy watching because it is a set number of faces. Sorry.
She said faces.
Sweetheart, she can't open her eyes all.
Neither can Amanda Seyfried. Her eyes are too far apart.
Amanda Seyfried.
I saw this not too long ago.
Sid is a great actress.
She's got really wide eyes.
She is basically a million old west. Sorry, what?
Who's the girl that has the eyes really far apart?
Emma Stone.
I guess.
I could see her eyes very far apart.
The one from
Anna Joy Taylor.
Yes.
She's in a lot of horror movies.
I don't know.
Tiny head. She's lanky.
Tiny
head. The way I describe people is so fun.
She's slender. How do you describe me?
Pause. Never done that before.
How do you describe me?
I wouldn't. We should show me pictures of celebrities and I should describe them to you and everybody should have to guess what they are because I will tell you the way that I describe people and the things that I
do. I can put the person in as I edit and be like, oh, the answer is.
Also, since this was our first segment of Paige's Puns, if that's what we're going to call it, I'm guessing Quinn gave it 0 out of 5 stars because there were no laughs. And I'm guessing you gave it 1 out of 5 stars.
I thought there was supposed to be a punchline. I don't know that. I don't know how to spell
it. But you understood Ipsy Larka?
Nope.
So I'm guessing 0 and 1 would be good. I'm just keep trying. I have a joke.
They're
brothers. Telling you, they're made from the same face.
Paige is elevated. Oh my God. It's like the facial archetype of different people.
It was the guy from, the blonde guy from Cabin in the Woods.
Like
and that woman
Sean
from
Gone Scott?
Girl.
Yeah.
No. Oh. It is
Cabin in the Woods.
Evil Dead.
Yes. It is the blonde guy from the new Evil Dead. Look up the cast for the new Evil Dead.
From,
sorry, Dead Rise.
Did you see that?
Like, yeah. I really like
what Evil Dead.
How did I get
which one?
I thought you could watch it. Our movie.
One of those scenes was my
blonde,
Facebook.
The blonde guy, scroll down.
That guy.
And now in a separate tab, look up Gone Girl.
Okay,
and it's the actress for Gone Girl, and I swore that this was her son. I was between it being her brother or her son because I was so convinced, and it literally just goes to show that there
is. That's Neil Patrick Harris. That's Ben Affleck.
Looks exactly like that woman. You tell me they don't look like they could be related.
Yeah, eyes right there, just on
that. There are base faces, and it crosses genders too.
Yeah,
when we talk about simulation theory, talk about how they're creating all these celebrities that look the same.
That is one of the things that I was going to say about this. It's a really good point. The fact that there are people described as mousy is a set of features on a person that makes them mousy.
His name's Tim. Is mousy. Sarah Jessica Parker is horse face.
I'm guilty of vehicular manslaughter.
You know who isn't guilty of vehicular manslaughter, but doesn't
David
have...
David Broderick and Sarah Jessica vehicularly manslaughtered somebody over in the UK.
Oh, so that's right.
Caitlin did it in America.
Yeah,
don't say the K word on this show. They killed Marilyn.
You're saying Marilyn. There should be two. Ayo.
I hate... Just like does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
There's no way that works.
That is a national treasure, and she should have a custom bed made for her. She can sleep however she wants.
A built-in boobillo.
An indent or like a side boob cutout?
Just not as flammable, Billa.
We went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that went.
See how well this one.
You're saying we live in a simulation, or we could potentially live in a simulation. My question to you is, why would they create a short, fat, a tall, fat guy that has bad knees and glasses?
Have you never clicked random? You've never clicked random on a character generator?
Nope. Don't do it in Baldur's Gate.
Oh, yeah, that's rough. It's a good game.
Oh, no.
You should play Baldur's Gate because very good.
That's fun.
You can romance ladies. Worth,
there's boobs.
There's
green boobs.
Did I have my
nipples.
Own boobs?
Green boobs.
Nipples.
Total Recall? Was it Total Recall?
Technically blue boobs, too.
Is that Total Recall?
What's that? Three boobs? Yes, three boobs is Total Recall.
Three boobs.
I don't want to play the game, then.
It's a weird standard to have.
You're for it.
So, yeah, no, simulation theory. I actually don't believe in it.
So, in our very small town that we live in, there's a fucking Cybertruck at the grocery store parking lot.
I saw it
this morning. I don't know why I got so angry. I wanted to go in there and see who it was and fight that person.
If you stand in front of us after the person enters their Cybertruck, it will lock them in the car and it won't let them go forward. There was somebody that got trapped in their car because there were people doing a TikTok dance in front of his car and he literally couldn't get out because the car was on and running and the car would not go forward because these people were standing in front.
Could it go reverse?
It wouldn't move because there were humans near the car. Oh, Tesla does this thing where they guesstimate your miles so that they can upcharge you and get the, or not upcharge you, but they can basically provide you with less service so your warranty lasts for less amount of time because they fake the odometer.
Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, and again, just that the whole Elon Musk saying $1 billion if you can prove I have an emerald mine in my past. His literal father was like, hey, can I get in on that, son? He knows very well that we had an emerald mine. His sisters have several emerald pendants from that mine.
Do you know he has 13 illegitimate children?
He offered to solve world hunger for $6 billion. And
Mr. Beast gave 30,000 people that were blind eyesight. And people criticized him.
Wild concept if you think about it. Mr. Beast.
I love Jimmy.
Oh, I know.
We will never reach that limit here.
He's literally called Mr. Beast.
I know. Did you ever watch his videos?
No, like, I actually haven't.
Never watched a Mr. Beast video?
I actually have not, no.
Okay, these are the podcasts or like people on YouTube that I watch. Like, Unsubscribe Podcasts. I love those guys. It's Eli, Brandon Herrera, Fatty Electrician, Donut Operator, Eli, Black Rifle guys, Gun guys, those guys. I did watch Demolition Ranch till he just recently retired, so he's out of it. Then I watch Mr. Beast and Dude. There's a very weird spectrum of YouTube that I watch, but it's the things that interest me. These guys are like, hey, can we survive 24 hours in the freezing cold? I would love to do that challenge with us. Granted, I know probably all of us would be like, nah, fuck it, we're done. Hour two, we're just out of there.
I would be.
I would cuddle up next to Shane because he has the most body heat to give off.
No, he doesn't.
Paige is a radiator.
High five. Wow. Your hands are really warm. Why are your hands so warm?
Yeah, my YouTube is really just mostly, at this point, I feel like it's technically mostly D&D stuff and mixed in with a lot of
and
weird
what,
conspiracy.
And it's not a YouTube account.
And
it's
what
beads.
Else do you watch? What else do you watch on your YouTube?
Yeah, it's a lot of
the Armory 33 podcast that we are subscribed to.
Actually, we do.
You aren't subscribed to it.
Absolutely. Okay. I have watched several of the videos, sometimes more.
Is it? This is going to sound very horrible. I don't watch our podcast on YouTube.
I've heard a lot of podcasters won't actually
do
listen
you know
or
why?
Watch.
Because I still edit ours.
Yeah.
So I'm already watching it numerous times.
Well, that makes sense.
And if I watch it, I'm like, I should have taken that out. Should have taken that out.
I can't watch myself do shit like this.
I hate hearing my own voice. So editing is like a nightmare for me. So I usually go through a couple good glasses while editing.
Sure.
And people say, your audio sucks. We want more Tanner. First of all, whoever the fuck said that in the comments one time.
You still haven't gotten over that. It was shortly after we came onto the podcast because you were like, I need more people on the podcast because somebody told me they needed to see more Tanner. You guys want to come on my podcast because somebody said that they wanted to see more Tanner. Was it Tanner's mom?
No, it was.
I wasn't even trying to be
Pam.
I was actually trying to.
I think I walked into your office that day. Episode went live on Wednesday. The comment happened like Friday morning. And I just walked into your office. He was like, what's wrong? Because he just came in. Who pissed you off? I'm like, whoever the fuck made this comment on YouTube, he was genuinely concerned about it.
It was more just like your reaction. It's not like he's...
Mother, fuck. People want more Tanner? They want the 1950s number three haircut? There is one person that keeps commenting on our D&D stuff that they want a one-shot. We have to get that.
I have that one we could do.
Did you hear that noise? That was not upstairs, though.
The top of the stairs. It sounded to me like it was upstairs.
worth. There's that one campaign we would just maybe have to reach out to the creators and say, hey, if we recorded this for our podcast, would it be cool if we played the music?
If you want to reach out to them.
As the podcast runner.
I have too much on my plate, so I'm going to delegate it to my co-host.
We'll see.
And partners.
We'll take a look.
Reach out to them and see.
It's not really a one-shot campaign's a. Or is it like a one session camp?
Awesome. Shane might have one shot. I'm going to text him right now.
That'd be great.
Off hanging out with family.
So rude.
How dare you? Yeah. Well, that's shit. Sorry.
Simulation theory. You got literally
the fucking science.
Fucking quantum physics.
And then the people that just want to watch.
Hey, I love learning both legitimate new and
intrusive thoughts. That's another episode we have to talk about later.
No, that's just called build mode. Live mode.
What do they call it?
Oh, no, you just leave the oven in there. The food, because eventually they get hungry enough.
Wait a second, what do
they
call it?
They can die of all kinds of stuff now, by the way. You can die of laughter. You can die of embarrassment. You can die of...
dysentery? Sorry, I thought we were talking organ.
You can literally get sick. Control is a new game, by the way.
Is that a simulator?
For the time... See, I don't know. Like, that definition that I read is really weird, because it's basically... Now, you could say the fact that it was used in education, the first time I ever encountered the Oregon Trail
wasn't fourth or fifth grade.
It was like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Sitting on some Macintosh, like gray Macintosh computer.
Floppy disking?
Yeah.
It was an all-in-one?
So, like, they say that in theory it should be because it's for simulations were based around like training and
going to text somebody from Bad Elephant Gaming and ask them a simple question. Are all video games considered simulation?
Not all video games are. I think it's really what
are most video games.
Because Candy Crush, which is the one that comes to mind, is not a simulation. Tetris, not a simulation.
I use Tetris every day at work.
That's fair.
Cooking Mama? Remember the DS game Cooking Mama?
I don't think I played that one. I didn't have a DS. My experience with portable video game devices ended with Game Boy Color. Believe it or not.
Do you know what's up in my end table in my bedroom? What? My blue Game Boy Color with Pokemon Blue and fresh batteries.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
See, I think mine technically still does work when I find it, except I don't have the back cover for the batteries anymore.
How often did you misplace it?
I found it years and years ago because I was actually going to use it to propose to Paige at one point before I changed my mind. I was originally going to basically use some kind of heat tool, effectively burn a spot for your ring to be in the battery compartment, which I think is why I lost the battery cover. You would open it up to put the batteries in it, and... ring would have been there, but I never got around to that because
so,
we changed.
Real quick, we're going to go on a tangent. You want to hear the engagement story of Nicole and I?
Sure.
So I went to her parents and I asked for her hand in marriage. Yeah. They said, we don't think you guys are ready to be married.
Oof.
I was like, fine.
Yes,
Dad. It's the guy where
can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? To say yes, he's no. I have to be separate.
So life for a couple months.
We went to Wildwood, New Jersey the next day we were a week.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
I don't have permission.
I don't have permission. I was like, I'm just going to fucking do it anyway. Like, they know it's coming. Like, they have to know.
They didn't say no. They said not right now. The next day.
Yeah, waited. Actually, it was a couple days later.
Hey,
we left Friday morning, drove to New Jersey. Like, we stopped at, like, nice little seed town. Then we went to Wildwood.
On the way to King.
Nicole was like, I want to go to the... I hate the... I hate fucking sing. I was like, okay, great.
You can just walk on it.
Okay, I hate... being covered in sand.
See, it's funny that she's giving you shit because Paige does not like being covered in sandy.
What it's like. So I was like, all right. So we're like, she's like, let's go, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever you want to do this weekend, we can do. Mini golf. In the state of Pennsylvania, she has kicked my ass in mini golf several times. My out-of-state record is...
killing it.
I'm undefeated out of state. We get dressed for dinner. She's getting a shower, getting ready. I'm sitting there on the edge of the bed, getting dressed, about to ask my best friend to marry me. And everybody's like, oh, shit, he's going to do it. I was like, yeah. Open my suitcase. I'm like, fuck, I didn't pack sneakers. I was in flip-flops all weekend.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So we get to dinner. I have the ring in my shorts on my left side. She sits on my left side. I was like, please don't touch my leg. Please don't touch my leg. Please don't touch my leg. So we get through dinner. We get through me beating her in mini golf, which probably was not the best point on my part. I did. Beat her about 4 strokes. And was like, can we go get ice cream? She's like, yeah, we can go for ice cream. So I was like, okay, cool. So we're sitting there and I was like, I can't bend down because I don't have shoes on. And I stepped on like a nail went through my flip flop earlier in the day. So I was like, this is a bad day and shit. I had it planned that they were doing fireworks on the beach Saturday. I was like, oh.
Pretty good.
Nice dinner. Kicked her ass in mini golf. Butter ice cream. Ice cream was a redemption. I was like, hey, I can't get down on one knee right now, but I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And she's like, okay. Oh, she didn't say yes. She just went, okay. People around us were like, oh shit, he has a ring. And that was the story. I was like, can we go back so I can ice my knee now?
Like, pretty good one.
Ours was very simple, very quiet.
I asked my dad. He said, but yeah.
Yeah, you're already part of the family.
He already knew how to do
You knew how to do the shit up
and
in
Canada.
And
he wasn't going
to
show anybody, yeah. said when he was asked.
Wait, Canada? What? Yeah, are you Canadian? Oh.
There's a house up there, yeah.
So I just received confirmation from Josh from Bad Elephant Gaming, who's been on this podcast numerous times. Thank you for reaching out. Are most video games considered simulators? No, but there are genres of games that could be considered simulators, such as Walking Simulator, like Gone Home, Firewatch, and Journey. Then you have job simulators. It depends on what your definition of a simulator in a game is. Mario is not a simulator. Zelda is not a simulator. But Roller Coaster Tycoon is considered one.
Yeah, because it takes realistic elements.
So what's the cool simulator ever? So what's the cool simulator anybody's ever played? Because I feel like we're approaching the end.
Roller Coaster Tycoon is my favorite by far. Because like, you can build an amusement park. And they had a mobile app. So
I used to play it on my phone.
It was fantastic. But the greatest simulator was a firefighter simulator that we would play on the computer.
Yeah.
Back in like early 2000. So that I'm going to say that's what.
Right on.
So like a firefighter.
Very cool. Paige?
Just the Sims.
The Sims? I asked this question because I have the win.
No, you don't.
I do.
I hold majority vote.
I played a simulator at cost. Millions and millions of dollars was C5 simulator, but basically it was actually pretty cool. The military, they had a simulator that literally it was in the two bases that I was on,
basically on base.
Yeah, effectively it was a giant thing that you walk into, like it almost looked like something from outer space, and you walked into it, and literally it was the cockpit. So it was a pilot seat, co-pilot seat, and the flight engineer seats, and everything worked. When you started taking off, the simulator would shift back, so gravity would push you back.
Inside rides in like Universal or whatever,
yeah,
more
like,
realistic,
like space
scale.
Launch.
Basically, yeah.
I was in a group of four people, and we had seats that we each had to reach and touch buttons. And I was the only person that could fight through the G-force to touch all the buttons.
You're talking about the fighter, the fighter jet.
No, like, this was like a space shuttle one.
Okay,
it's pretty cool
because like you sit in a thing, and then it reclines you, and you have to reach and hit certain buttons in a sequence. And everybody's like, I can't reach a button. And it's like you to me away fighting G-force. I'm just like. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the Loadmasters like me, the simulation portion of it was flipping a switch, and that was all I was allowed to do. Occasionally, you'd be allowed to actually take off and fly the sim. But if you crashed it, it was a big deal because like it would fucking crash the computer system. It's like it wasn't.
Oh
like,
wow!
Like it was like if you actually fucked it up,
we're down for 30 minutes. We need a review.
Yeah, like losing hours of training time for actual pilots. So it was very rare that we ever had to do anything. But I think I took off and landed maybe once or twice. But
that's pretty cool.
On that, I just flipped one switch and opened up the nose of the aircraft, and that was about it.
That's awesome, though.
Turn on some APUs. No big deal.
Because you use real simulation.
Yeah, the thing was like millions.
Oh, you're over here just fucking around with millions of dollars.
Hey, I played The Sims.
I wonder how much money the game is.
I'm going to tell you the amount of money that I personally have given that game is embarrassing.
EA is the worst.
But the thing is, they literally said they weren't going to make The Sims 5. They were just going to keep making DLCs for The Sims 4. And again, the DLCs for Sims 4 are effectively the DLCs that they had for their previous versions, just chopped up into different pieces. So instead of the vacation one, including the camping and going to, I forget what they call
it.
The
beach in the mountains.
The beach was a different one. The tropical rainforest where you could go look for ruins and artifacts was a different one. The camping one was a different one. And so was going to a snowy mountain. In order to go on vacation to any one of these four places, you have to buy the four different expansion packs. But it's worth it to be a cat.
I'm calling
it like animal, like D&D animals? Or like,
I don't know.
Tell them we need more information.
Would be an orangutan. Dunstan checks it. You have anything good to add?
All good.
Your life is a dream.
a weird simulation that somebody walked away from for too long. Remember, when they come back, they're going to be like, what the fuck happened?
Somebody bought an upgrade to control your life.